Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
We're coming to you live on ShroudHomeVideos.com from the Midnight Kids studio. One believer, one skeptic, one guest. Today, our guest, I'm sorry, it's changed so often that I don't remember it. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend. He's a master discotician, Hilton Brown.
What's
he
up?
He made me say that.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
It's going well. How about yourself?
What is a master discotician?
I like to do the disco a lot. I'm stuck in the 70s.
Like, do you...
trying to come forward.
Will you dance?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hustle.
There's an ad coming up later that Willie's going to read, and I'm going to dance. And no pressure. Feel free to join me.
Is it hustle music? Is this like
it's not at all.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
You'll just have to feel it.
Well, that's the only thing I do is disco. So whatever the music is, it'll be disco dancing to the music.
You can, yeah. It'll work. I heard a little bit of it. It'll work.
If you can match the tempo, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Of course. Are you into like conspiracy theories and stuff like that?
Yes. There are several different types of conspiracies that I believe in that happen in the United States of America.
Oh, like politically or?
Definitely political, my brother. If you really want to know. Oh, you need me to put my... I thought you wanted me to ram this mic down my face, but I'm just going to do this. I believe that that the government is definitely not to be trusted completely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't put anything past the government. I mean, the government has definitely done things against the people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even in subtle ways where it's just the lack of a response that a private citizen would have to an action. You know, a government official does something and there's no recourse as opposed if it's you or I.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wrap for us.
Yeah, I think we all kind of are on that side. But when it comes to like the more sort of traditional, like more fun, for lack of a better word, conspiracy theories. Do you dive into that stuff at all? And I'm going to ask you five very specific ones. I'm just trying to gauge.
It's just I wouldn't say that I comb content looking for conspiracies. however, when I find one, I am in 100%. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. I mean some. Yeah, Bigfoot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know the dude. Bigfoot.
Say no more. Let's get into the WoW scale. The WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. There's some music that goes along with this. There it is. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. But don't worry about that.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about that. I'll grade you at the end. I'll give you your score at the end. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Let's go.
All right, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, and yes.
Really?
I believe so.
What's your idea of an alien?
Just a life form. A life force in a different form, obviously.
Yeah.
Different from whatever the typical conception or the typical idea of what an alien is. You know, I don't think they actually look like us. I think that's more our ego trying to project ourselves.
Right.
And typical of the ego is trying to project ourselves to the entire universe. like that's just, no, that's not.
Right.
Why would that even be the why would that even be the case?
There's like not even a lot of Earth creatures that look like humans. So
why would an alien look like us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
I believe that they've been here, that they visited Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think there's a lot. I'm saying definitely because there's a lot of things that we can't explain. What if some of the formations that we attribute to water irrigation were actually created before that? Like, you know, the idea of we have it all figured out is. Am I allowed to say like curse words?
Yeah.
Bullshit. We don't know that an alien, you know, wasn't here 300 years ago. How would we have even known? You know, we didn't have the technology 300 years ago to even detect that.
Right. All right.
So it's ridiculous to me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I like that answer.
Again, we're getting on that conspiracy, my brother.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from here.
From L.A.?
From L.A., yeah.
Okay. Were you raised religious at all?
Why, yes, I was.
Like Christian, Catholic?
Baptist. I used to be a youth minister.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you still like have faith and are you still buying into it?
Buying into the establishment? No. The establishment of religion, I have issues with majorly. But a connection to a universal God or a higher form or creator. Yeah, definitely. There's definitely that.
Okay. That leads me into question number two. Ghosts.
Ooh, I just got to chill right now.
We do M. Night Shyamalan rules here. If you are cold, it's because there's ghosts everywhere.
Let's take a picture. We got to take a picture.
No, that's just bad breath. My bad. No. Do I believe in ghosts? The best way I could put it is I believe in emotional connective tissue. But as far as like when I die, am I going to be visiting my daughters? Probably not. If I am a spirit, when I leave here, I'm gone onto the next thing.
Yeah.
I'm not here. I kind of came to terms with that when my brother died. And I was grieving and I said, you know, you get to this point where at least I got to a point where I said, there's a degree of selfishness in me trying to keep him here if I really believe that he was a spirit. He's not really the flesh that I knew. You know?
Yeah.
And how can you control or contain that spirit? And where does the spirit go? And then how do you, you know, what is this God doing with all of these bodies? Is he just like, is there like a pick apart for human specimens? And our souls just come down as conveyor belt and then somebody's just, you know, putting me together. That's why some people have big ass lips and, you know, other bad genes. I'm not saying a big ass lips is a bad gene. I'm just, you know, you can't put nothing in the pockets with big ass lips. You get it? Big ass lips, jeans, pockets. Anyway.
Here, hold your mic
up. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Either up or just make sure it's aimed right.
Is that too close?
Yeah. Is that too close?
So,
all right, third question. Sorry. Bigfoot, this guy.
No, I cannot buy into Bigfoot.
You just said you were friends with him.
Well, I mean, I know a dude. His name is Jerome. And he has a big ass foot.
What?
That's a different thing, though. I thought you said if I was familiar with Bigfoot. I have a Bigfoot. But
how many people do you think are nicknamed Bigfoot out there? at least a thousand, right? At least 1,000
people are nicknamed Bigfoot. It would have to be like Bigfoot something.
Yeah.
Or something Bigfoot. Johnny Bigfoot.
Right. Bigfoot Johnny.
Are they cousins?
They know each other. They're not
maybe
cousins.
They're Siamese twins.
They're from the same
because of the internet, they're aware of each other. But pre-internet, there was one.
So no on Bigfoot.
It's only one. Yes. Bigfoot.
What about psychics?
I think that there are psychics, and I think there are also hustlers. You know, people who will.
So you do believe in it, but you think most of the ones that you see are hustlers, con men.
I think that a psychic is probably not aware of the fact that they are psychic. They don't define it, and then they certainly don't monetize it. You know.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Like, you know, it's like being paid to help someone smile. What the fuck is that? Like, aren't you just a human? I'm sorry.
Are you talking about comedians?
Oh, wow. Comedians, maybe that's what it is. Comedians are psychic. Yes, that's what it is. I believe in psychics, psychic comedians.
It's so true because they're reading your mind. It's funny.
Yes. No, they are reading your mind. They're reading your comedy.
I mean, they do have to be empathetic in a way to read the audience.
And they are usually more emotional, especially more emotionally connected. You have to be able to jump around and cover multiple streams of consciousness just to tailor them into a crafty joke to turn someone's horror or a bad situation or even a really great situation into a funny situation that is, you know, appeals to a broader audience. So I think there's something to that. I think a psychic that tries to tell you, you know, pull the, not, no diss to David Blaine's, but to those type who are like, I know that you are thinking of a Queen of Hearts. There's no, however, I have been in Nashville, Tennessee and had my mind freaking blown by this street dude. I could not figure out what the hell he was doing. He put something in my pocket.
What? Did, really?
Folded thing in my pocket, man. It had my damn number on it and my name on it. I got nothing.
What?
Swear to God.
What?
The most bizarre thing. Okay. So maybe I might have been hallucinating because it was really hot. It was humid when I got there, and I had gone for like a 7-mile run for the first time in that kind of humidity. And then I might have had a drink or two while I was coming down, you know, but I don't think it was that.
But what was your reaction to your mind being blown in that way?
I didn't expect it. I thought I was going to call this guy on his bullshit, and I'm like, eh, I'm going to see it. You know, dude, my cousin Vinny, oh, it's the thing. You know, he tied it. But I couldn't. I could not figure out how he could do this with multiple people. So, I mean, there's definitely something to it, but is he the...
Yeah, right.
Is he the evil?
I love the idea of someone really being psychic. They're just making, just hustling people. Just making money. Saying, well, you know, I got to get mine.
Dude, if I was psychic, that's what I would do. What, are you going to go work in an office?
I know. And then, like, if you try to share it with the world, the government's going to get you.
But that would also suck, though. I mean, if you know everything that's going to happen, it's not like they can control the bad, right?
Yeah.
Well,
like, so, John said bye to me really hard, man. I don't know if I should go home.
Right? Like, oh.
It's usually
you're
right.
You're reading something into every single thing that is said.
Well, that brings us into our last question. Are you superstitious?
Okay. So if you, okay. I thought this is going to stay out of my business and out of my head. But okay, that's what we do. It okay.
Wait, I asked if you were religious. That wasn't part of your business?
Oh no, that's just, me and big, you know, big fella, big woman, whoever.
We non-binary.
I think I am. I think I may be superstitious about certain type of shit, or it's just OCD.
A lot of people say that. They equate the same kind of, like, you know, did I turn my oven off sort of thing, right? But, I mean, did you play sports growing up?
Yes.
Did you have any sort of, like, rituals with that stuff? Like,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Did you play baseball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Baseball.
So
I mean,
you jump over the first baseline and stuff.
Oh hell no! That's just.
Is that not one of them?
Well, it is, but when you have, you know, when you smooth, you don't have to do that shit. You know, you just show up like, hey, look, ball. I'm gonna hit you.
You would just wear the same socks for all the playoff games.
I'm gonna hit you, ball,
games.
And you know that's what it's gonna be, baby.
What position were you?
Shit. Shortstop. Left field. I tried to pitch, but I threw my arm out. So that wasn't good.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you as a 2. On a scale of 0 to 5, you're a 2, which means you're pretty in the middle.
I'm 5.
Between a Wade and a Willie.
Okay.
You happy with that?
Not really, but it could
be. What would you want to be? You want to be like this guy? Look at his hair.
You know, Willie's got this, the crazy thing that I was talking to my mom on the way over, and I said, you know, Willie reminds me of, he's like Pee Wee Herman creative.
Yeah.
Like on a whole other, like in a whole different realm.
Right. Without, you know? Without like jerking off in a public theater.
Well, then, yeah, that. Right. I mean, he,
It was a setup.
But it's a different thing. Like I think a lot of us have these urges and these abilities, but we don't tap into it, let alone follow that as like our instinctive modality, right? But Willie does that, and it's great to see because it has an inspiring effect, you know, because I think we suppress that as adults and as we get older. You know, you're taught to be creative when you're a kid and use all of your facilities, but then when you get older, they stick you in a box and just want you to do the one thing. Mm-hmm. What the hell was
all
that?
All right, you can be a three.
Okay, thank you. That's all it was about. I will say
that's good to hear. I don't remember who the quote was, but I read a quote today, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's like the magic. You spend half your life, the first half of your life trying to be an adult, and then you spend the second half of your life trying to be a kid. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, when you come in, you need diapers. When you're going out, you need diapers. Go figure that shit.
I don't know. Hopefully I die before that.
Are you lucky if you need diapers in the middle? You know what I'm saying? So think about that. You spend your whole life in diapers.
Well, there's some people that have diaper fetishes, but they don't apply to the old and the young, which is, I mean, probably good at the young, but like, you'd think that they'd like team up. I don't know.
Hey, but you know, they're still in those diapers. They never. I mean, imagine.
Is this like a kink thing? Are you guys talking about
that? Well, no. Well, see, now we're talking about kink. Yeah. So we know where your mind is.
Well.
Yeah, you came in with the kink. Yeah.
I just know that there's a lot of piss play out there.
Oh, damn, man. Jesus. You have to ease into the piss play, you know?
You have to ease into the fecal play. Ooh. This play, you just kind of—I think you just go for it and see what happens.
Don't you just get under it?
Well, if you're the pisser, I think you just start and see what the reaction is. Well,
is that what happened to R. Kelly?
Probably, yeah.
I guess.
I'm gonna be a singer.
That's a whole different thing. Because
all right,
yes,
Willie, hit us with the topic
tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Is NASA faking the fact that they're in space? Could the telling clues be from their augmented reality fails? We've got an augmented reality specialist tonight. We're going to analyze some of these fails. There could be something, there could be nothing. Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
And just so you know, we're going to be playing them right over here, and I'm going to have to walk over and because I haven't seen any of these. Did you watch them? Or?
I did watch them, but I watched the whole thing.
All right, well, let's just jump into it.
There's a whole lot of them that's just crazy.
Wait, before we start the video, I just want to say, you know, that some of these videos, originally, I mean, if we had the budget and the time, I would grab the videos from the NASA archives. These were taken from conspiracy theorists YouTube pages. They're hard to search for, and I will say that I can accept the fact that some of these videos may have been altered from NASA's archives, but I mean I've seen a lot of these over and over, and I think that I don't know, I don't want to say that I believe that none of them have been altered with, but I think for tonight's show, let's just assume that these are the ones straight from NASA, only because then the debate is, I'm fine with that.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. So then you, okay, so.
But, you know, eventually, I mean, because they have thousands of hours and I'm looking for seconds. And so first off, before we get into the first video, can you give us a quick history of your relationship with augmented reality?
Not like naming the business and all that stuff. So just like from the beginning of when it first started really becoming more prevalent in today's television arena, we were kind of the company that I'm with, we've been kind of involved in that from the inception. So augmented reality and virtual reality is just basically creating the idea of what it is. It's just creating the illusion that you are in an immersive space, three-dimensional, a box. Four walls, ceiling, and a floor. Although the only thing that may be real in the room is just the person talking, maybe this plant, and maybe an item placed in the center of the room. And that item in the center of the room may just be a box, a green box, or just a specific box that we're going to use that visual space just to map something else to it so it looks like something else. So it looks like a desk.
You get the dimensional texture to add to it.
The difference is that, so when we're talking about AR and VR, we're talking about two things. In-camera graphics and real-time processing. So here's the item in three-dimensional space. Everything around this is tied to the camera and tied to the graphics processing system so that when this camera moves around this, you notice the microphone technique, how I stopped when I was moving, and that was pretty cool. I thought you might like that. So when the camera moves, from any angle, you have a proportional perspective change that's actually happening. So the thing that's behind here moves as the camera moves around it, although it's not there.
Yeah.
And you could program things to float like they do in space.
Absolutely. They don't even have to float.
And then I'll take it a step further and go like, well, I think that technologies like this, secret military has had longer than it was available to the public. I mean, that's me just blanketing, be like, I'm sure that they've had it for a lot longer.
I am inclined to agree.
No.
I mean it in the sense of maybe not to the degree that we have that we have now, but I was in the Marine Corps, saw a lot of things that did not see until 5-10 years down the road. Dead serious. Like, I remember that shit.
Like what? Can you name one? Can you think of one?
There's a weapon, a light anti-tank weapon. It's a shoulder-operated weapon that is wire-guided. So it uses an infrared beam. You have to light your target, fire, and keep it on that target the entire time. That target can be a mile, 2 miles away. But as long as that infrared wherever that beam is hitting, that's where the round is going to hit. We flipped a tank with it in one situation. That was 1991.
Damn.
Shoot forward. Wow. I'm outside of the El Capitan Theater across the street. We're setting up for the Academy Award red carpet thing. And we are setting up a Canon camera that is shooting remotely. It just needs direct line of sight across the street. So we're beaming the signal up to from there to us or us to them, infrared. That same technology from that same location.
Yeah.
We had a clear line of sight to USC.
Wow.
Yeah. 1991. This was probably 10 years ago when I did that thing with the Canon thing. I there's definitely something to the use of the technology, how it becomes accessible to the public. That's some of that stuff that I was saying earlier about like conspiracy theories. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like we took
What?
Never mind.
It's classified?
At the time it was, but yes. At the time it was, but in Desert Storm, because of the threat of mustard gas and being mustard gas, what we were given were you were giving small doses of mustard gas, literally, to build your body's immunity. Mm,
yeah. Like that guy in Princess Bride, he drinks
iocane
a bunch
powder.
Of the, yeah, he drinks a bunch of iocane powder. Then he puts it in both the glasses.
Right. You're like a celebrity.
But the public was, the public's never told that shit.
Right.
Never.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
There were countless guys like myself that when we came back, and I thought it was very bizarre, but we all, I threw up some white shit when I came back here that I don't eat Egg McMuffins. And I mean, I'm not talking about, bile.
What do you think of, what's it, the Panama, what's the, Is it the what is it? The virus that they can't explain, the headaches and stuff that we talk about.
Oh, that was the
it's like in the news and nobody kind of knows what it is, and a bunch of like diplomats are going to different countries. What the fuck is it called?
It happened in we accused Panama of using sonic weapons on us, but Cuba, thank you.
No, but what's the actual?
They were getting sick.
No, there's a thing, and it's no. There's a thing that's in the news like currently, and they don't know what's causing it. We've talked about it. How do you not know what I'm talking about? It was the people in the hotel rooms, and they thought that they were like standing outside their door and like beaming shit in, and it's happened in like multiple countries.
Well, I mean, like that though is a sonic weapon. That was what the.
But even worse than something that is immediate in its effects like that, think of something like mold. Like, what if mold? You know, let me put it this way: have you ever seen? Have you heard of a lot of mold incidences in wealthy communities, in wealthy homes?
The only one that I know of is Brittany Murphy, and that seems to be not mold, right?
Yeah, it seems to be just probably some nasty nasty people. But like mold is—I mean it in the sense of the prolonged exposure in micro doses. Like it's a whole different. It has its effect on us. It's really scary, and then you think about the effects on us versus the effects on a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
And the impact on that child and the fact that that child will be, you know, plagued forever. There was a lot of concern when we came back regarding the stuff that had gone into our bodies. And I mean, even women that I was involved with, my ex-wife, both of them.
Congrats.
Oh, yes. That's that is fun. So do I believe in conspiracy theories? Hell yes. Called divorce.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, let's jump into the...
No.
But, that was great. That's some good info. Let's jump to our first video. This one is NASA ISS.
Havana Syndrome.
Havana? Is that Havana Syndrome? Is that what you, like, ordered too many cigars and
that's just lung cancer.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. Well, so y'all just not going to laugh at the funny shit, huh? That's what we're doing.
They're
now
pulling up the video. They're busy.
This was uploaded 3 years ago by KS Germania. NASA ISSAR fail CGI. I'm posting links to these videos so you can watch them.
And just so you know, I'm like you said, I am taking this all as being like real official information. So, okay.
Yeah, this is real. You don't have to say. Oh, I guess if you're giving links or whatever, sure. But
and so in the first one, it starts out with somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, can you big screen it? Yeah, you'll get.
I remember these. Yeah. I mean, if this look, man, when I'm looking at this stuff and I see, like, I didn't notice this stuff before, and then when I started watching it a little bit further, I was like, okay, yeah, that's a little bit odd.
Oh, I guess. Is it big screen for them? Okay. So in the first one, there's a guy that looks like he's playing with. It looks like he's grabbing something that's floating and putting it onto the shelf next to him.
Right.
And he has nothing. And so like my initial thing, and this one, here's this soup can floating around, and the video glitches in such a way where he disappears, but the soup can's still there. So it seems like that kind of glitch would be an AR glitch where the channel of the AR stuck around, but the rest of it didn't.
That seems more like an editing glitch. Like, I mean, this was not something that was live streamed.
These were live videos, and these were then posted to the NASA. So here's a guy that's. There's one angle where he's like slingshotting something, and then the other angle, there's nothing there. And so in all three of these situations, it seems like the AR channel is failing. And because these were all live.
Which, I wouldn't want to try to explain it away.
Well, I guess my question is, I feel like none of these glitches – because I know that there's a lot of technology, a lot of information being transferred, and there's glitches all the time. That's why a lot of the next two videos, there's so much information that we're going to skip over. Gotcha. But I'm like, that specific one, like even the soup can, that's like impossible for that glitch to happen unless it was a separate channel. That's what I'm asking.
Like that, you know? Right there, that clip is bullshit right there. That dude is in and out of the frame. What's his shadow? Is that Bigfoot?
I mean, it was weird, I guess, that there was like a compositing mistake or something where it's just, you know, like, because it's video exists on layers, right? And so like, so the soup can or whatever it was. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But then also there's like frame rates and different things where like
artifacting.
Yeah.
So I mean, when I'm looking at it, I'm looking for those things, because I mean, even when like even with something that's not as sophisticated as going AR, you can play back a tape, and well, at least back when we were still using like DigiBetas or whatnot, if you would pause it or if you turn it off for a second, it would seem like there are phantom images in certain places.
Yeah.
But that's just because of the information,
the way that it wrote
tail, the tail of the information, and the way it's being
even simpler, there's like different. There's photos of like a kid looking at a mirror, but in the mirror he's blinking, and in the photo, in the real one, he's not, and it's because of the way that it, like the image is being processed, you know.
Yeah, and possibly time, like the time factor, like the blink. A blink is really fast.
Yeah,
you know.
So, but what do you think? Like, if you looked at that soup can stuff. Like what are your thoughts? Like where do you stand?
I need more.
Right. And so that's the biggest issue with a lot of these is that
I see.
This is live.
Like the dude on the street, I can see what you did, you know.
If they really were tricking everyone with augmented reality, they'd be really good at it.
But then
there aren't that many glitches.
But what we're also talking about at that time, where were we with the AR development?
Yeah.
How far along were we? What is their system? What are the system limitations? So I'm looking for different stuff, because if you're with AR, it's very sensitive, not as sensitive today as it was before, but even on everyday shows, when you enter AR into that production, you have to accommodate extra time to make sure that it's working for every single time that you're going to use it, because it is not seamless.
Like what I've noticed with our show is that if the camera's moving too fast, the AR channel can glitch out pretty easily. And so that's what I'm kind of seeing here, comparing. But like,
so think about there's a gag that we do that we've did on the show where there's a AR that we're using is we have a globe that's in that's not real,
a snow globe, right?
And then we have there is the camera that's inside of the globe. That's the actual rendering camera. It's not a real camera. It's not a practical camera. And then there's the actual jib arm that is the camera. So the two cameras are working together so that when inside of the globe you see a camera move that's pulling back, the physical camera is not moving yet, but we're waiting for this move inside of the globe to get to a certain point to where we have the same frame perspective. So then that camera can now take the shot and move. To the naked eye or to the people at home watching it, it seems like one simultaneous move, but it isn't. It's a coordinated effort. And so when you're seeing that tuna, when we're seeing that the tuna can flipping or whatever it is, I see synchronized efforts not being done, but I'm also looking at glitches that are happening for a split second.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing something if we can repeat this, you know, then it makes more sense. Then it seems like it's more plausible.
Yeah, and in the same vein, like I say, like I'm not trying to, like, if, like, yeah, a signal being sent from space is going to have glitches.
It's going to have that. It's going to be some latency. It's got to be.
It is weird, though, because that soup can is there and he isn't.
Yeah.
So
and like in those moments, there's moments where the soup is like brighter, and it's like that makes me think, oh, that bright light could help it glitch out because that signal's getting too, I don't know.
I'm also wondering, why do they have canned tuna in space?
That's going to be gross. There's going to be juice that gets everywhere in there.
No matter right. where you work, you got to have the coworker that opens the stinky fish for lunch. And the space station is the same.
Everybody doesn't. I've never done that.
No, you haven't, but you've worked with people who do it. We're the normal people.
I did. I cooked.
Oh, no.
I cooked fish. Shit. I cooked fish at the office. Bad move. Man. Bad move.
You don't know better.
Oh, my God.
I'm still hearing
this
that.
Is why you don't like an office. This is why you're hiding away at the top stage.
Maybe they've put me down there. Yeah. Nah, that dude's a fish dude, man.
All right, Willie. So we have an ad. So here's the thing. We've got a new Patreon tier that we haven't launched on Patreon, but like...
Oh, we did. Didn't we?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, well, maybe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's $50, and we will read whatever ad you want us to, and we've got our first one. We're doing this for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So here it comes. I mean, take it away.
All right. Sound Became Colors, new album.
This is the part where I'm dancing.
Abstract Terrors is available now on anywhere you listen to music. And go to soundbecamecolor.com. It's an abstract synthwave masterpiece that will keep you up all night. Timothy Pizza is on the synths. He's a friend of the show. He's been on here like 5 times. Michael Reed is on the drums and vibraphone. Miles Diaco with effects, mixing, and production. If you like instrumental psychedelic synth rock, go listen to Sound Became Color. What's great is I love the fact that we're doing an ad for music that I like a lot. I've listened to this whole album. It's really great, and it's from a friend. I'm really impressed with them. Thank you. Thanks for joining this tier, and go
Thanks
listen to Sound
Thanks for dancing
Game
with
Color.
Me.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure to dance with you.
All right. What's the next video?
All right. Video number 2. This is NASA CGI green screen compilation. This is uploaded 2 years ago. So at 23 seconds, here we have President George Bush visiting the astronauts at this control room. In the background, we see an astronaut with a grid behind him. Weird. And in the AR world, that grid can be used to help the AR work. So here, I mean, and so later on, they show a video of the astronaut that is in front of this grid. This grid doesn't exist on the ISS, and we see the same astronaut later playing with something that's floating. And this was like a weird accidental mishap. That of course, how could this happen here? But there's the same guy with a different background, but there's a couple elements on the left that are the same, and he's playing with something. So this is kind of like a gotcha moment of like we saw this. Man behind the, and then, you know, the video tries to show you like how this stuff works. So skip all this part. We'll go to 1 minute, 12 seconds. Here's an example of somebody coming in from.
So when I'm looking at this and I see certain things like the hair that's sticking up, what do you have for that?
Well, the hair's next. That kind of jumped ahead. So here's a guy coming in from the front, and he glitches out in the same way that channel does. But nothing, you know. I don't know. I mean, we can analyze glitches all day, but
that's just like a JPEG degradation thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that you know, that's kind of why I only put a couple of these in here because, like, yeah, this could be a different channel. He's the only thing really moving. In that, and he would be on a separate channel from the guy in the back if this were an augmented reality trickery.
Yeah.
But it's not enough. It's not enough to show or do or say anything. Now, this girl, she has a bunch of glitches, and she's moving. Obviously, there's going to be glitches. But the telltale thing to me in this is like her hair kind of fades in and out in a weird way that seems more like AR glitch as opposed to just regular glitch. So like in that one, this one kind of shows the opposite. We're like the thing spinning is glitching, but then she glitches also. So it's like,
and her hair stays relatively in the same position. Like there's, but I guess there's no, There's no like drag. There's no drag because there's no air in the room, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is oxygen in there, but there's no wind. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like this thing. So, it's funny you say wind because this thing, this thing floating around.
Yeah.
And it's like, they do have air vents in there. They do have air cleanings, scrubbers, and you know, they do have recycled air. But that, you know, this one was another weird thing where this element goes in front of that HD bug. That little, they zoom out and give you one in a second, but it's like, is that thing in front of that HD thing that's supposed to be an overlay? Because then that would mean that overlay goes to that one channel and this moving piece is a part of another channel that's actually being put in front of this screen. So it's kind of like...
Well, but you can see that it's transparent. Like you can see the line going through it. It's a transparent bug.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will tell you, somewhat relevant because it was created by NASA, the stealth bomber. Stealth bomber flies over you. It's huge. It's... You're already dead, by the way.
Yeah.
When you hear that. But as it flies away and it turns, it vanishes in the sky. Like, you can't see it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, as that thing is flipping, there's a certain point where it's so thin that it seems to vanish in the clip that I just saw.
The
also, was that a Colorado flag? Why were they playing with the Colorado flag?
Colorado?
I think that that...
We're from there.
I think that that astronaut was
definitely
from
Colorado.
There, from Colorado. Like, they, you know, that's what I
think.
That's
cool.
Is there something to Colorado in the...
the big C.
Well, there's
C
a lot of,
coronavirus.
There's a lot of NORAD stuff.
You see the link? You see the link?
So in that same video, you still have that video, right? At 3:41. So here's a girl talking, and an element pops up. Now I want to ask you. There's some weird blue digital stuff right there. What does that mean? Is that anything to you? Because if that were a channel fading in, there's no way that they would have any sort of.
I'm trying to understand why they even would show that. Like
I think it was supposed to be there the whole time.
That screams of, hey, I'm faking this. You know?
Because it dissolves in? Because
it dissolves in.
Yeah, it was supposed to be floating there the whole time.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Play that again. I want to see it.
Like, because it's not there, and then it's there.
And what's the blue thing? And so here she is. She plays with it, interacts with it.
Wait, no. Are they doing a... I think they're doing a bit. They're doing like a...
Star Trek?
Yeah, beam me up. Isn't that the exact Star Trek, like, beam me up?
It is, but it's weird because...
Is this a conspiracy against a conspiracy?
That's the weird blue stuff. Have you seen it, blue stuff like that in anywhere in the augmented reality world? Like I don't...
What I want to know is what's really going on with her hair. That is...
She looks great.
That's an awesome... That is an awesome haircut that in no way looks like a...
That's a
wool cap.
That's a pilot haircut.
Oh, there you go. She's got helmet hair.
So she does interact with that thing. They could do a bit like that, but then how would they logistically do that bit? Because it was live.
Well, see, now they're now introducing the ability to do that. Which,
so it's weird, and
the idea that you're in, why even introduce that gag into it? You know what I mean? Because now you're kind of showing the musician's but the magician's trick. Like before that, I would never even think that it's like, why would they have multiple cameras and why would they have a switcher and why would they be able to superimpose
images? To introduce that bit made you go like, oh, they have to have an extra camera for that.
There's something else going on. They're keying, if you're keying in a graphic, you're keying in something and burping upstairs, you know, there's something going on. Too much coffee or too much, no.
You burp from coffee?
No, but so that's what's interesting about it because like, Even if they were doing a Star Trek bit and they were beaming that little doll in there, it wasn't there. and then it was. And so what you're saying is like, yeah, you're introducing like, oh, we can fuck with you.
Yeah.
So like, even though we're doing a bit and it's fun and we're just like, beam me up, Scotty, whatever this fucking thing is.
What's the functional purpose for having that shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a place where, you know what? Let's say you run into fucking aliens out there. I really don't want to think that this might not have been real. I actually want you to deliver real information.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. If you have this weird, like, so you can just, like, do visual effects up there.
Like, what? What's the functional purpose of
that? Right. Because it seems like space would be at a premium. Space, not, I don't mean space. I mean, like, the space inside the...
Yeah. Yeah,
it seems like a cramped area, and
expensive to ship anything up. Like it's like
$1 million
per pound or something crazy. You know,
that's some good weed. I mean,
so no, like for now, I believe everything we're seeing, but it is weird that
what is that doing there?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
like that's a stupid thing to have.
So let's, we only have a little bit of time left. Let's jump to video 3. We only need to do a couple things on this, but it starts right off at the beginning. In this instance, there's a guy just does a somersault, and then the guy next to him grabs his wire as if he has a wire harness. And it's weird because you see him grab something.
Yeah.
And even in one shot, you actually see part of the wire. So it's
or he
tried it's this weird thing
something.
Because so one theory, one idea is that whenever they have close up shots like this, they have harnesses and they can only do the forward facing somersault, which is the only thing they ever do. And there's a guy in the background, like supposedly he has the harness still attached to him. And then when you see them floating through the long parts of the cabin, the idea is that they're on one of those zero gravity planes. So there's some shots where they can move through the plane, and then there's some shots where they're stagnant.
Yeah.
But not to get too much into that, the wire thing is a whole nother. It's a whole nother topic, basically, because it's like one way of how they might be doing it. And then there's these shots where people dissolve in and dissolve out. It's like, well, that if this happened live, that is very strange.
Yeah. But again, well, different organization. However, the same, you know, rules apply. Like, why do you have that shit on there?
Yeah. And
what
so
what else can you put in there?
The last thing I want to see is at 4:29. Here we have this girl leaves the frame, and then this guy gets wiped in. Now, if you watch the flags in the background, they have a movement to them because there's a little movement. And so you see the wipe. This is like a regular TV show channel to channel wipe. They do it with green screen, what blue screen, whatever. But the flags are moving consistently while he gets wiped in. So that
it's a plate. You would take a plate. You lock down the camera. You take the plate. It's real footage, and then you put him on top of it.
Yeah, but that I I'm getting that. That's easy. But watching the flag moving in the background makes me like, oh man.
But that's the plate. That's part of the plate. Like that stuff exists. It's just he.
Yeah.
Isn't there? I just don't understand why they're doing bits.
Yeah, in space. Like, why are you doing bits in space, bro?
Why does he need to wipe into this? Like, what?
Like, what are you? What?
Because we're part of NASA, we all get here in weird ways.
they're checking social media. Nobody got the joke. Yeah. People think this is real.
Now I'm a little bit angry.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't already angry at the military budget.
There's something, I mean, oh, wow, okay, well, that's now another level of anger. Thank you. And then that money is coming out of our pockets. Right. Excellent.
I'm but, sorry, yeah, the, I didn't but mean the to
idea,
bum you out.
The idea of, like, why are we doing these type of bullshit tricks?
Yeah.
It's just stupid. The one thing we really want to know about space is... whatever you tell us should be true and factual.
Right. Yeah.
Let's not.
And honestly, I don't even know the point of the space station. I know that they do research on like microbials and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Constant experiments. The country's working together. It's like a proof
But then they're also just dicking around making like YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Bored. There's that one video.
They don't have anything to do up there. They got shit else to do, huh?
Yeah. There's a video of the guy who snuck a gorilla suit onto the space station, put it on, and started chasing people.
Excuse me.
And like when I watch it, I'm like, listen, that's funny, but that was really expensive.
Yeah, it was.
And we paid for it.
Well,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, he probably brought it in his luggage, right? Like, that can't be that expensive.
Oh, well, no.
But what did
like
he give up to put that in his luggage?
Honestly, just another pair of underwear.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If he took something away, it's fine. So he wore the same shirt for like a 6-month mission.
I think there's a dog floating in the space here.
We're getting toward the end of it. I forgot to mention we have a Patreon, patreon.com/realifesci-fi. You get 2 bonus episodes a week. And I'm checking our Discord. I don't think we have any questions. But like, I don't know, Willie, do you have any?
Well, so my overall theory of this is it's weird because like I said in the beginning, I could see how some of these videos could be fake. But watching this at face value and trying to, I will try to find the real NASA footage because if they, I don't know, I know changing would be easy. But anyways, my take is, I mean, I do believe in aliens. I do believe that our governments and higher ups know of the existence of them. And with that being said, it makes me say, look, most of the, NASA is a military entity, no matter what they say. They constantly are putting up, taking up secret satellites, secret payloads. And so the military took over NASA. And so my take is you put on this show because you need people to spend their money on space. So here, this is the dog and pony show. All of the money is actually being spent on putting weapons in space. Maybe they're defending us from aliens. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to have an upper edge on nuclear war. I don't know. But I think military took over, and the whole thing is just to have colleges interview these astronauts. It's the figurehead, but it's all secret military.
Well, okay. I mean, I would take it down a notch a little bit. Like, I don't think these people have any idea, like, what the broader sort of, like, government, like, you know, fucking alien.
No, I don't either. I don't think that they're in.
So I it could be propaganda where they're just like, oh yeah, let's show you what, you know, we'll put some YouTube videos up and we'll be like anti-gravity and stuff and it's fun. We'll spin this tuna can and stuff. I don't think that any of this AR stuff is really, I think they're actually there is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I don't think
just regular glitches. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
it'd be pretty messed up if you've gone through all that training to be an astronaut. And then you get there, and they're like, "Hey, no, we're just gonna we're gonna fake it."
Yeah, no, you're an actor now. You're on a green screen. We're gonna hang you by your ankles.
We're not gonna give you any awards. None.
Well, and I mean that I bring up the thing that everyone always brings up to me is like, how do you get everyone to be on board for faking it?
You know, I think there's something to that.
Because if this is AR fakery, then they all have to be in on it because they're seeing all the cameras. There's no way they're not in on it if that were the case, which makes it hard. You know, like one idea.
I guess every astronaut could just be like insane. They could just like have mental problems and they think that they're like spinning a soup can, but they're really just like,
well,
in a soundstage going like, I'm in space, I'm spinning a soup can. And AR is going like, oh, he said soup can, so put a soup can in there.
Well, and on top of this, like there are layers of conspiracies that go together with this. Like if a Manchurian candidate were possible, could these astronauts all be brainwashed to where they don't actually see it either?
Yes.
I mean, I think it's possible.
Yes.
Can you say anything?
It's so ominous. But we're talking sci-fi version of Manchurian Candidate where, like, if I said a code word to you, you would kill the president.
Yes.
You believe in that?
Yes.
Oh, shit. This should have been a topic, man. Like, What are we fucking around with?
I'm sorry.
How many times I mean, you know, it happens in so many subtle ways. How many times do, you know, when everybody gets cut off on the freeway, they all have the same type of reaction? Right?
Well,
you're pissy, you're upset.
I dip into the nachos that are sitting next to me.
I personally take my drive time as a personal vacation from everyone else.
So do I.
And I like to just say, hey, my goal is to get where I'm going.
Me too. I don't care about traffic.
But there is still a component of me on the right day at the wrong time where you know.
It feels like a race or something.
That there's a programming in us that is that.
I wonder what that is, though. Could that just be like school? Like, just because we came up in this education? I don't know otherwise what else we would all have in common where it's like, I've got to be the next guy to that red light. Like, I've got to beat this motherfucker, even though we're ending up at the same place.
Or I've got to be willing to put my body in a goddamn can built by the cheapest fucking means possible and then hurl my ass out into space, potentially burning up in a ball of fire.
But that's punk rock, though. That's just if Kurt Cobain would have just discovered science instead of music, he would be like, "Fuck yeah, dude, you know, let's do it."
Yeah, man, that's some pretty pimp shit. It is, you know. But I think, like, what is the international? What are these space stations for? Are they for the? Is this really just the super wealthy thinking ahead? There's not enough room in all of these for all of us to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, there's secret base escape pods. Let's put another one up there.
For 4,000 people. Yeah. So the rest of you guys are fucked.
Yeah.
But, oh, geez.
Sorry. No, listen, I've oh, okay, we're getting to the end here. This is I like the music. It feels less. Now I'm just wasting time. Do you guys have any plugs or anything? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm coming out with a new tennis shoe and sock line.
Is this real?
Tennis shoe lace. No.
God damn it, I wish
it's a conspiracy. Is it real or is it not real?
Go subscribe to Googie on YouTube.
Yeah, man. Googie's off the chain. Googie's really nice.
Oh, you started too early. We still have 15 seconds left.
You know, you could just count the seconds. 13.
Let's blast off. 9, 8, 7. We're going to go to the space station. And we're going to do some weird VFX shit. Uh-oh.
My hand's
check
glitching.
Check for artifacts. Check for digital artifacts.
We're leaving.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Oh, we're still here. I guess that is bullshit.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4, Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife, it has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.